Good morning. 00 hours.
Cloudy.
54 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours.
Cloudy.
52 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours.
Cloudy.
55 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours.
Cloudy.
54 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours.
Cloudy.
55 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours.
Cloudy.
56 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours.
Cloudy.
58 degrees.
The dead keys. This isn't GMRS. Come on. Copy now. I can hear you now. I don't know what Kenwood did, but the cable connector on this radio is so loose that if I don't have the speaker mic in just right, I can transmit key up.
58 degrees.
So, my bad. I've been trying to talk to you the last 4 transmissions. I kind of thought it might be, but then after about the third or fourth one, I figured, what the hell? So, anyhow, what's shaking running the D-74? And when you say the mic tight, what is it? Is it a standard, like, you know, what is that? What do they call that, K connector? What do they call that little 2-pin jobby? I think you call it a K connector. Is it a K connector or is it something else?
The D75, 74, I don't know what the difference really is. I don't think they added a whole lot to this one other than USB-C. It's the OG K connector, the Kenwood connector. But I'm using a Kenwood speaker mic, right, Jamie one, and I bought another one thinking, you know, maybe that one was worn out. Both of them the same thing. So I have to plug it in and then, like, wrap it under the clip because I got a little cup hold on her and her mount, and then it comes out the other side, and it's got to keep enough tension on it. Super, super annoying, but I hardly ever use the speaker mic, and when I do, I use it like this. I just have to remember that it does that, and apparently I forgot this morning.
Right. Well, I don't think you've been using this one particularly like this a lot lately. I guess I forgot you got a D75, the upgraded version. You don't see much difference between them, eh? What do they claim was the difference? Yeah, the last time I used this radio like this was when the 500 was back and forth. I ran this with a BTEC amp for a little over a month, but works fine. I haven't done like an apples to apples, but they're very, 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 very similar. I really don't know. I think they added some PNC digital fun stuff, but I know they went from a micro USB to a USB-C. But I mean, if you put them side by side, they look very, very similar. And I think it was one of those instances of FT3 to FT5 where they couldn't source the parts anymore, so they needed to get a new part ID. And along came the 75. But I like it. Sounds good, looks good. Does literally everything. Unfortunately for our area, it's D-Star, but again, I don't really touch the digital stuff.
Yeah, I don't get that. You know, Kenwood is a major player in they're not a major player in DMR, but they've got DMR products on the commercial side of the house, and they're a fairly major player on the P25 side of the house, so I'm really shocked that they didn't come out with, you know, seeing that that's ICOM's thing, and Fusion is Yaesu's thing. It left those other two, and NXBN is specifically their thing. They could have done that. I understand why they might not have done that, but man, that would have been sweet if that would have been. Here's the other thing. They're doing DMR and P25 in their commercial, or the NXBN. So in their commercial offering, you can only pick two, but it's of NXBN, P25 and DMR, pick two. Well, if they can do that, then that would have been, to me, like a DMR P25 handheld. Man, they would have owned the market.
My theory and opinion on Kenwood is they just don't care about the amateur side. How long has it been? The 75 was the first radio they pumped out in how many years? And I think hopefully this mobile is a sign of things to come, but I don't know. But I agree. I don't get why there's not multi-mode digital devices at this point, because any forum I read on, anyone I talk to, like, man, I really wish I had a radio that did more than, you know, digital mode, because I don't have this in my area, but I like the radio, and I'm glad, because when I first started buying HTs, I was like, well, I got to buy Fusion radios because it's just in the area. And then I realized that I'm never going to be over there. So now I buy a quality analog radio first that just so happens to have digital.
Yeah, I could honestly get away with all analog radios. That's why I've got some good analog radios from the past that I have rat-holed away. And I don't have no plans for them. I should probably get rid of them, but I like my analog radios. If I want a DMR radio, I know, you know, I would get something very specific. I got a DMR handheld. And then Fusion, I've got all my radios through Fusion because I'm hooked up on the Yaesu bandwagon. Unlike you, I'm pretty happy with all my Yaesus. So I've got three of them and no complaints, and I'm not a Yaesu fanboy at all. I wouldn't own one of their HF rigs, and I know they're great.
And ironically, I don't like Yaesu, and I bought another Yaesu, and I have an HF Yaesu. 891, though, very, very specific niche device. That was the only one that's that form factor. And honestly, I'm very happy with it. It does what I want it to do, and it's tiny doing it, so, and it was cheap. But yeah, I'm hoping this new 150 RASC
changes my mind, because it's the first, the 500 was the first bad EAC radio I had, aside from the SC5D, but that's a discretionary dislike, not necessarily a defective radio. But I'm hoping this 150 draft changes my mind. It's not sexy, there's nothing fancy about it. It's a purebred, dual receive, dual band, analog radio that I'm hoping is going to do everything I want it to do.
Yeah, and I did not look at that. I was going to look that up. I keep thinking I'm going to, and then I got sidetracked. Got home last night, and then I had to suit up and run back out, and then I got back. I just completely forgot about it. I got to look that thing up. I like that ICOM you just bought. One of the firefighter guys up in Romeo, Bruce Romeo, he hit me up, and he wanted to know what you're getting. He's been listening, and he heard you bought that, and I'm pretty impressed with it. From what I was going to kind of recommend that to him, but you know, there were some other radios. I wanted to look at this 150 and some other stuff too. And I know the 9600 is real popular, but I think he wants to stick with a big three offering. So you know, Ken was out of the running on that, and so you know, now you're talking about a Yaesu or a ICOM. I like my Yaesus just fine, you know, and I could wholeheartedly recommend those. But that ICOM is pretty sweet too. So, yeah, I don't know. KU4ZYQ.
Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, KU4ZYQ. Good morning, gentlemen. Just want to say I'm talking on a Yaesu 7250. I don't know if they make them anymore. They stopped making them a while back, and somebody, I thought they claimed they started making them again. But they're real good 2-meter, 70-centimeter digital C4FM, and pretty neat small radio, even though it's have a detachable face. It's got 5 watts, 25 watts, and 50 watt output, and digital. So not a bad radio. I don't know why they stopped it, because they probably tried to start another model, I guess, when this one they stopped making. Just thought I'd throw that in. Good morning. Have a good weekend. And over to you, Sean, KU4ZYQ. I'll be listening out.
Yeah, I think it's just the form factor. I think that radio just looks old, you know, now. You know, these new radios are all rounded and with the big screens and stuff like that. And so I just think some of the people are, you know, that radio has that kind of old utilitarian look. And, I'd be fine with it, you know, but a lot of people want the ooh shiny of some of these new radios. Dakota?
Yeah, that was me, and now I'm going back to the orange screen analog dot matrix boring looking thing, but 2730B, I think the only difference between the A and the B is the black screen, honestly. I don't think they changed a single thing about it. It comes in a 2730A box with a black sticker on it. Literally just says black. So I'm pretty sure it's the same thing with different display. It was in my cart, and there's a chance I'm still going to end up with one in the truck. I'm just, like I said, I'm trying to avoid having a external speaker. But if that time comes, I'm definitely going to tag you in for some advice and assistance on how to cleanly hide that speaker and mount it. But, yeah, I think that's an awesome radio. Anthony talks on it every day. It sounds good. It looks good. It's affordable. It receives everything. I mean, I don't know what else you would want. But, like I said, I'm only getting that Yaesu because of the speaker in the head.
Righto. And good morning, Joe. Sorry. But answered your question, didn't say good morning. I didn't know Anthony has one of those. So there's another, thumbs up for it. But, I'll tell you what. I've got a Yaesu 400, and that just sits at home. And it's nice. It's got that big, a pretty big screen, which is kind of cool. It doesn't weigh a whole lot more than the 500. In fact, I think it's a little lighter, but it's bigger because, they went tall. It's not quite as wide, but it's taller, so it gives it a much bigger screen. That was a great radio. Got a couple of quirks, that I don't notice anymore, but other than that, I like that one real. I like you can only do digital on the top and APRS on the bottom or something like that. Just weird things you get used to. Then, of course, the fact that it doesn't have memory banks, but that seems to be a
Yaesu, they're doubling down on that. I just can't believe a radio with 1,000 memories doesn't have banks. But, yeah, the 400 I like real well. I use that one at home. Nice big color display. That's one thing I like about the Yaesu. The displays are very easy to read. Particularly for me, I've got the, I can't remember if it's near or far sight, far sighted, that means my far sighting is good or my far sighting is bad, nearsighted, that means my nearsighted is good, my far sighted, I don't know, but I can't see up close, so when the radio is right there in your face on the, on the windshield, it's nice that the Yaesu's got that big clear display, I don't really need my glasses. Old people 101.
One last comment, K4ZYQ.
Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys, either one of you, have a Radio Shack box speaker. They're little square boxes on a speaker with a mini plug. Years ago, back in the probably 60s or so, maybe early 70s, I bought three of them different times. And one of them is kind of a metal casing square box, and the other two are plastic. All kind of think Radio Shack speaker, external speakers, and they're non-powered. But some of these radios, like the 7250, I think has a 3-watt output or something like that, speaker outlet, mini jack plug. And I got to tell you, if you ever come across one at a swap or some Silent Keys got selling them, grab those buggers up, test them out if you have to. Take a HT or anything and test them out because they are such a live, realistic sound reproduction of the voice coming out of the radio. It's about as clean and clear as you can get. I got two of them in service now and one extra for maybe a mobile one day. Just thought I'd throw that out, but if you ever come across them, check them out. Try it out if you have to. But buy them, because if you don't use them, you could sell them. If people hear them, and they'd want them. Trust me. I don't know if, Sean, you've heard one of those or have one, but over to you, Dakota, KE4ZYQ. And again, I'll step out this time. I don't think I'll have anything else to interrupt you guys. Have a good day.
No worries at all. Feel free to jump in whenever. I think MFJ was reproducing something similar to that. I had one, and it sounded pretty good. And then... My favorite is the ICOM ST35. I've tried a couple different external speakers, and that one seems to sound the best to me, and you can pick them up for like $30 on Amazon. It's actually what I have on my desk right now with my 2730, and I'm a big fan of it, but again, I'm trying to figure out how to avoid putting a speaker in the truck, but it may come to that if I don't like this new radio. Sean?
Yeah, so... It's that's a thing. That's what I do. I've played with the Radio Shack speakers, and I like the powered ones myself. Got a couple of those, and because sometimes I'll just stuff them underneath the seat. Well, you're dealing with the frequency response. Shifts downward quite dramatically, or I should say, what you can hear. All the highs are attenuated and it gets muffled. But so you really gotta drive them hard. So those powered speakers work real nice for that. If you can get them up and firing at you, those any external speakers sound fantastic. The Radio Shacks are no exception. I like the Motorola, the classic Motorola. I use one. I've got tons of them, and I use the Motorola's when I need an external speaker, and they do sound very good, but they're big. There's no high notes. They're not tiny speakers. As far as your case goes, Dakota, if you have to go to that, I want to look into a couple of things. There was a company that used to sell a speaker that was designed to go in your headrest, and you would or go up by your headrest, and I'd have to look. Did it flip over? Did you have to, somehow find a way? Most headrests don't unzip, and if they did, you could slip something underneath, but, you get one up there around your headrest or something, then it's right there, man. You're golden.
NABDS. When I had my company car and the 200 was in it, I had one of those cheap MFJ box speakers and I 3D printed a bracket that went under the headrest, so in between the two posts that go into the seat. It slid over those and then it had an arm coming out towards the pillar and then the speaker would screw to that. And that was awesome because I could hear everything and it sounded like I was talking on the phone. So I guess I could do that. Or I was thinking too, I could just make a bracket that goes above my mirror. My only concern would be, can I use 3.5 millimeter extensions without degrading the sound and the power because it's not an amplified speaker? Because it's not long enough to go from under my seat, where the body of the radio is, you know, in the pillar, up over the windshield, and over to me. That would be my only concern.
Oh, yeah, it won't care. You could extend that 10, 20 feet. It wouldn't be a problem. But, yeah, that's the thing, is just get it up there, you know, get it, to your left, either in the pillar or, like you said, a bracket, that's a good idea, hanging off, you can get it up there by the, somewhere by the mirror, hanging from the, up there, if you could get satisfactory amount of support, yeah, there's the clue, but, there's the deal right there, so, yeah, I don't know, it's always great, man. You get a speaker up there and in the clear and up near your ears. That makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, I mean, even with the with that new mounting system I put in the truck with the 500, it was kind of hard to hear. I'd have to crank that radio pretty much all the way up just because the road noise, and it's a small speaker, and it's, I think it's only 3 watts. But looking at my truck and thinking about it, it's like I could just extend the speaker cable a little bit, follow the same path as my control head cable, and just bolt it to the bracket that's above my radio. So if the 150 doesn't show up or doesn't work good, that's probably what I'm going to do, is just put a 2730 in here and an Icon speaker. The bummer with those 2730s, though, is you have to spend like an extra $50 or $60 because they come with zero mounting hardware, none whatsoever. They don't even come with a body bracket.
Just got your picture, by the way. I'm pulling out my phone to buy my coffee. I just noticed there was a picture there. Yeah, it's weird with the brackets. Same thing happened with my 500 bracket. I'm like, really?
At least the 500 will mount to the body, though. The 2730, I had to buy a bracket to mount the head to the body.
That's weird. The only place I've ever seen that before was the Kenwood 480. The Kenwood 480 is not designed to hook to the trunk unit at all, so they fabricated a bracket that kind of connects to the trunk unit and the body, I guess. Trunk unit's a term we use in the business. And then it gave you like a mount for the head. That's the only place I'd ever seen that before.
Yeah, I opened it up and I almost laughed because it was a control head cable, the hand mic, the body, and the head. And that was it.
Hold on. At the window. Okie doke. Oh, man, I got my espresso for the morning, and I'd like to say ready to rock and roll. Nice short day. Everybody gets a half day today. So when I say everybody, I got three of us total, myself and I got two guys. So it's going to be a skeleton crew holding down the fort.
I'm just glad it's Friday. I don't know what my day is going to turn into. I know I got to go to one of my sites because some construction guys hit one of my camera lines. So I got to go assess that and hopefully be able to repair it on while I'm there, but I doubt it. It's probably going to need a new run. And then I have another set of machines that are having intermittent power, so I brought my multimeter for that. I get to go test those. So I don't really get to play IT today. I get to play handyman.
When you say sites, what do you got, yards that the guys run out of that you service? Is that, how many you got?
we've got corporate, and then I think we have another 13 yards.
Right, so when you say you're going to be at a site, you're talking about one of the yards, then I'm guessing.
Correct, yeah. Fortunately, this one's in Sterling Heights, so it's only about 15 minutes from the office, but you know, I've got them down in Rom, Wayne, Flint, Saginaw, Indianapolis, Toledo, they're all over the place.
Oh, that was going to be my next question was, you know, well, how far are they? Indianapolis, wow, cool. Now, how often do you have to get out to, you know, go out to a yard? I don't think I've heard you saying you're doing a lot of traveling. Is that something that happens a lot?
Yeah, no, thank God. We've got things pretty ironed out to where, from an IT network standpoint, it's pretty hands-off and remotely managed, and then from a hardware standpoint, you know, we just configure here and ship it down there and save us a ton of trips and money and time and all that. So typically, if I'm at a site, it's local and it's something stupid like today where I got to go fix the camera. But I'm in, I'm at the CEO's house doing work more than I am at a yard, which I'll take that any day of the week because it's clean. It doesn't smell like, you know, garbage.
Oh, man, I remember when I used to work down at Warren DPW a lot, and they started, you know, with Public Works. They did the police and the fire apparatus. They would repair and even do installation and upfitting of the police vehicles. Anyhow, we did the fire. But they decided to consolidate, right? And they started bringing all the garbage trucks into the in there along with the heavy mechanics to get them serviced. And oh my God, that place was pleasant to work at. But then it just started smelling like garbage or maggots all the time. You know, the guys would have to hose them off and you know, the stink. And then in the summer when it got really hot, oh my God, that was. But you heard the term hot garbage? Yeah, that was it. And everybody had to smell it in the whole damn DPW yard, you know, garage. It's like, you know, when it got really hot and nasty. You know, they got fans and they opened up the doors, but, yeah, that was not cool.
No, it is such a distinct, sour, disgusting smell. I hate it, and I get a knot in my throat thinking about it, and I get the smell today. And yeah, when you walk out into these places and you can feel the heat coming off the ground, that's when you know it's going to smell real bad. You know, the shop, same thing. We open the doors, blow fans out, and you're just not getting rid of that smell ever. So hopefully today's not too bad. I'll be outside kind of away from everything. It's a fuel tank camera, so at least I'm not in the shop or by any of the equipment. But I am going to jump out here. Yesterday was update. Last night was update, so I got to go set up a whole bunch of screens and all kinds of fun stuff. So I'm going to clear out, but I might be out here later in my commute. If not, have a good day. Have a good weekend. I'm sure I'll talk to you, and I'll listen out. N8BDS.
Okay, good timing. I'm docking the boat right now, so I'm here. Have fun. Plug your nose and power through. Talk to you a little later. N8DBF from WA. FU.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees.
WATAP.
Hubba hubba. Thank you.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly sunny. 62 degrees.
AAUGQ mobile monitoring. NAKPP. KCHHO. NAKPP.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees.
Now that's gone, I don't know.
don't know what else I'm going to use it for other than cutting down other people's trees.
If I sharpen the blades and put a new chain on it, then my wife's going to say, oh, you want to cut down that tree over there on the corner? No, not really. Because then if I cut it down, now I got to chop it up. You won't let me chip it, so I got to do it. I got to prune it more or less. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that.
Yeah, the cleanup part sucks. It's fun taking it down, but then you gotta lint it all and bucket it and get rid of it, and I don't want to deal with that either. So I did from all last weekend.
There's somebody else in there. Go ahead and make your call.
K8RUH. You guys might not be getting me. I'm on the TV.
You're readable. Little noisy, but you're in there. Are you at home?
I am in the wife's car and have one of those mag mount signal sticks on the roof with an AC. So just heard you guys chatting, left one store, on my way to the next one.
Must be nice to be off on holiday.
You're doing all right, Anthony. I'm on an HD also, so you're in pretty good. It sounds like you're getting better.
Yeah, I'm currently moving towards the repeater. And, Tom, it is nice to be off on a holiday. I was actually shocked to figure out that most people don't have this day off. I guess I've just been lucky and always had it off.
Yeah, we usually, every negotiations, we have to fight for what holidays we want off. You know, we want the same holidays as corporate does. But they're like, oh, well, you can't have that one. So we pick up a floating holiday in exchange for it. So sometimes there's positives, sometimes there's negatives being a CBA.
Yeah, I didn't think that through coming over to this industry because there's really no holidays except for the major ones.
Well, I get Thanksgiving, and now we have the day after again off. For a while, we couldn't get it. So we off on Thursday, but work Friday, which was pointless. We had Christmas. We had the 4th of July Memorial Labor, the elevator, mumbo jumbo. We don't get President's Day, but we get MLK Day. That's the one that we traded for Good Friday. Don't know why, but okay, kind of thing. So I get 5 floating holidays, and I get 5 paid sick days, along with 5 weeks of paid vacation. So I'm not going to complain. KTKGO, go ahead, Anthony. I think we lost them. Go ahead, Dakota.
Maybe he got a phone call. Yeah, no, I came over to this position, and I didn't really talk holidays at all, but I don't have a PTO, so it's a wash. I can take time off when I want.
You must be salary, then.
I didn't catch that. What'd you say?
I said you must be salary, you know, set amount for the year, blah, 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 no OT. Work 50 hours, get paid for 40.
Correct. I have never, in my entire time working IT, 10 years, there's never been an hourly position.
I was salary for a family business, and I left that, and I've been hourly ever since. And it's, after
8,
not after 40.
Yep, that's a solid deal.
Okay, I think Anthony's back. Go ahead if you're there, Anthony. Nope, guess not. Yeah, I do. It's 7.5 after 8. So, I get a straight 40 regardless if I have jobs or not. That's part of our contract. So if I only get 2 jobs of the day, usually I'll go back to the office and do some type of training or just hang out there and put it as non-productive time is what they call it. But I still get paid my full 8.
I think my last hourly job I had, I was in college. Yes. I was working at Jimmy John's as a delivery driver. That was the last time I was hourly. Or since I graduated, it's been a base salary and whatever other BS they want to give me.
Well, if you get a yearly bonus, I wouldn't complain.
There's definitely pros and cons to both. It really, I guess, it depends on the industry and the field too, right? And the rate. That's a big factor. But for me, it works out because I can come and go as I please if and when I need to and things like that. And it all kind of works out if I don't want to, I don't have to worry about banking stuff or PTO or any of that. But on the flip side, if I work a 50, 60-hour week, then I only get paid for 40. So that's a bummer in itself, but I don't know. I haven't had a 40-hour work week in many years, so I'm not all too worried about it.
Yeah, it's beneficial too, though, with having young kids. So if you already put your 40 in and Friday, you're like, okay, I'm gonna take Friday off. I already got my 40 in. Then it's like a give and take. Oh, got a phone call. Be right back.
Yep, I just pulled up to my yard, so I'm going to clear for a bit. NATVF.
All right, don't work too hard. 73 KGO.
Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement.
What happened to the big storm and winds and thunder that we're supposed to have? I see none of that.
Special weather statement.
ABAPR. Testing 1-2. Anybody out there?
Specify where you're at. Are you on a node? Are you on FBI repeater?
Hey, yeah, I'm on my phone right now, but I'm showing somebody the All-Star stuff.
Okay, yeah, I was just scanning and I just didn't know where you were, but I see that you're over here on the FBI. So to your friend that you're demonstrating, I am talking from an HT around 23 in car to a repeater in Mount Clemens, which is then going over the internet, and Phil is connected with his phone into the All-Star network and able to talk out here.
Okay, Dave, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. Talk to you later. ABPR out.
And your audio sounds good. Talk to you later. KF8S.
ABAPR, NAWCO. ABAPR, NAWZL. Nubza Hurst, NAWCO.
NADDF. KF8S, did your goodie bag show up today?
No, out for delivery. I am on a Bofit 17R Plus. Got from Radiodity. They had like a buy one, get one. ended up being like $20 a piece. It came with like the larger antennas. I don't know, I'm a sucker for the deals with these HTs.
You gotta have quite the collection now.
Yeah, some of them I broke though. So, even though I have all these HTs, some of them I've like taken them apart and taken some of and stuff like that. So, but it's like having a, the way I look at it is like these radios cost as much almost as a meal.
It's not a terrible way to look at it. I mean, they're kind of, their purpose is as a disposable radio, for the most part, at least. I still have not even touched, what is it, that giant one. Did you buy that one? The, is it the UV-25? The 10-watt monstrosity?
I did not. Eric bought it, though, and he put a... can't remember, he put a 2x4 on the top of it, just as a joke. And, or... I don't remember what he used. He had a picture of it once. If he's out here, he's lurking, he can tell you what he did.
I did something similar with that FBB1 or whatever, the Comet inside of that's like 16 inches tall. I did it as a joke, but it actually worked pretty darn good. Give me 1 second, pulling in the ATM. They literally could not make these ATMs any smaller.
Where, you had actual bank or you just like gas station or
I'm at the Chase at 16 and Mound because I got to go pick up my deer at 19 and Merrill.
I don't know how I've been, but I have not had to use an ATM in years. I've been, I guess you're doing cash deals, you have to, but everything I do is like contactless or credit cards, but I still need to tip stuff. I get funny looks when I do tip at the airport. Well, I don't have any. Give me a dirty look.
You're thinking fencing a little bit, Dave, but yeah, I'm the same way. I cannot stand having cash, using cash, carrying cash, getting cash. I just don't. I pay for everything on my watch, and I hate sounding like a millennial. But the sheer convenience of double-tapping a button on my watch and touching it to the reader, I just don't understand why anyone would want to count cash.
Yep, I've been through the transition. I've done it the old way. I used to be a cashier. I used to have to count cash and all that stuff. And then to the convenience phase, we are behind Europe in the sense that everything over there is pretty much contactless. Like, when you go through the subway, you know, the readers and all that stuff. I've gone back to using my phone now instead of my watch. Like, the watch is nice, but sometimes, like, I already have my phone out, you know, so I might as well just put the phone up to the thing. And now the things will automatically, like, you don't even have to do the double tap method. It just, you put it up to the reader, and then it looks for your face, and then it pays that way.
I saw that this morning when I was getting gas. I'll have to try that next time, but it said, like, hold your phone here for Apple something or another. It wasn't Apple Pay, but it was, like, some other Apple thing, and I think it's what you're talking about, where it's, like, an NFC, and it's like, oh, yeah, they want money. Pay them.
Yeah, I've tried that. That thing doesn't work. Is it an Exxon Mobil gas station by chance?
Yes, it is. The only place I get gas.
Well, if that's your only place you get gas, you should get their app. It's with their app, you basically sit in your car and say, I'm at this gas station and I want to activate pump number 5 and I want to pay. And then it activates the pump, and it uses the card in your app.
Do I get any rewards, though? Because I'm a creature of habit, so I pull up, I turn the truck off, I get out, I double-tap the button, start pumping, and then I go inside, and I get my morning caffeine fix, and then I come back out, it's almost done pumping, and then I rack it, and I go. So if it takes too long, or there's no benefit to it, it's going to be a tough sell for me.
I think it does have rewards, and it will give you rewards where you can get, like, your free coffee every once in a while, you know, stuff like that, since you go in.
All right, I'll check it out. But like I said, I'm as quick and as efficient as I can be in the morning. I just want to get my stuff and get on the road because 53 is a sensitive beast 5 minutes earlier or later when it comes to traffic.
Yeah, I would say it's like anything else. The first time you use the app, it's going to be like learn how the app's quirks work. But then after you've done it once, it's pretty much like automatic brain muscle memory.
So what benefit is ExxonMobil gaining by having people, I mean, I get the fast food side of things right, and it's like, you know, it's, you can't mess it up. If it's not right, it's the customer's fault, but like, what are they gaining for gas? I feel like we've had this conversation. If we have, I apologize.
Special weather statement.
I don't think you and I have had this conversation, but my brother-in-law, he's all into like statistics and stuff like that. He used to work for Meijer, and he was saying that they would track people, and you know, this goes to like, do you want to be tracked or not? They would track people's purchases, and they would personalize their coupons, and they would also get an idea of, we need to stock certain items in the store because this is really popular, but I think it's more data mining. So their benefit to them is they're getting data on you as a person and as are you a repeat customer, things like that. They also track by credit card. So even if you try to like, I'm going to be off the grid and all that stuff, if you're swiping the same card all the time, that's an ID in their database that they can track you with. You can't get away from it. The only way you're going to get away with not being tracked is to pay cash, I guess.
I might have doubled there. Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it's not like they can't. I don't know. I use the Apple credit card for literally every single purchase. The only time I use my debit card is like when I just went to the ATM right there. But I don't know if, I think they're through Goldman Sachs. I don't know that they sell data or whatnot, but yeah, I mean, everything's traceable, right, if they needed to.
It's a trade-off. You're giving them something, and they're giving you something as an incentive to do it. So you're getting discounts and things like that. The people that aren't using it are going to be paying the full price. So there's no benefit. It's kind of like they're forcing you into doing it, but you don't have, you know, like you said, you don't have to do it and all that stuff. But you as a consumer, you can double dip. You know, I mean, you could have used my Amazon credit card when I go buy gas, right? So I'm using the Amazon Prime card to get gas. I'm also using the mobile app to get whatever discounts I can get out of there. So. And there's a Prime truck that is driving by me here on 23 Mile Road.
And this day and age, you got to get every discount you can. Everything's so damn expensive. Give me a couple of minutes here. I got to run in and pick up this deer. NADVF, I'll be back.
KF8S, it's nice weather outside.
KF8S, TV18. What's going on, Dave?
Not much, just kind of stand on the deck outside watching the cars go by. And how am I in Peter, by the way? Is this horrible, okay, or what?
It's okay. It's far from horrible. It's a little staticky, but I'm not on Rochester, so that might be on my end as well. But you're totally readable. I think it's fine. You mentioned the weather. I just got my hair cut, and I said, you know what? Maybe I'll walk around downtown Rochester and just walk a little bit, since that's healthy. And all of a sudden, it started raining on me. I didn't know there was going to be rain, but it's raining in Rochester.
Okay, yeah, I can smell a little bit of the rain in the air, or the, what do you call it? It's got like a misty smell. So I think it's coming my way too. But right now it's dry here in Macomb and are moving pretty quickly. Not like tornado type clouds, but just, you know, normal large wind.
Yeah, I think the 70 degree part of the day gets here around 5 o'clock, so that'll be nice. It was a little teaser for what's to come. I'm going to talk to you running in to get his deer?
NADF.
Welcome back, and Dave in downtown Rochester, like little picketed fencing kind of stuff like that. So, is it raining where you're at, Dakota?
It's sprinkling in Sterling Heights right now, but not too bad.
Kenny, are you H? Go ahead, Anthony. Is it raining where you are?
I am in Roseville on Gratiot, and it is beginning to sprinkle.
You still running errands?
Yeah, I was at stop number 3, and that one took a long time. I went and I was at my dad's fish market for about an hour. Now I'm headed home to unload, and then I'll hop in my car and go to the gun shop for the fun errand. I don't know if I'm buying anything, so let's not get excited, but we'll see what happens.
So is everybody kind of taking a short day today or off?
Nope, I just had to run down to my Sterling Heights yard, which was convenient because I had to go to 19 and Merrill to get my deer. But I had to go fix the camera on a fuel tank, and then now I'm heading back to the office.
I am off today. I'm one of the lucky ones. And rain update is I'm at Gratiot and 696 headed southbound, and it is raining now.
I'm off today. KZHB. I just said that for Dave. Thanks, Dakota. I heard you say you were running in for a deer. Nice. Was that one of the ones you got off the apple orchard?
It is. I haven't eaten one from there yet, but I'm very excited considering it lives on apples and vegetables.
Nice. And hi, Anthony. Haven't talked in a while. Go ahead, Dave.
Yep, I just felt the first sprinkle, so it's on its way here. That's okay. I just cut the grass yesterday. I need some water. So there you go. So I'll be back in a bit. I'm going to switch radios. KFAS.
You know, if it's raining, it means I don't have to do yard work. So I'm hoping for a good good downpour, and then the sun comes out, and we can enjoy good weather.
I would like to be outside for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I think later this afternoon I'm going to meet up with Greg and we'll do some stuff. I'm not sure what that is yet, but
I missed the end of what you said, Dave. Where are you guys going? Are you guys going to Bald Mountain?
We don't know yet, but man, I sure wish Stony Creek was a state park, because that's, I don't know, maybe 6 minutes away from me, and it's probably 10 to 15 from Greg. It would just be perfect. But I don't know that we're going to go to Bald Mountain. That's about 35 minutes for him. It's only about 15 for me. And Wesley is closer for him, about 35 minutes for me. But Wesley is just, there's nothing there, you know. It's a parking lot, and that's about it. So it's kind of a bummer. And then Bloomer Park, I think, used to be a state park at the end of John R. Road. But it's just, I don't know what that is now, a city park or something. So I'm not sure what we're doing, but we'll be talking radio stuff and just hanging out.
Very cool. I think Bloomer is a Rochester city park.
Yeah, you got to blame Ryan. He got the city to buy it back from the state, to capture the state. No, I don't know if he did. I'm kidding.
That's a good one to blame on him, though. Perfect. I'm pulling in the garage, so thanks for letting me break in. I just wanted to say hi to you. I haven't talked with you guys in a while. So have a good one, 73 to all of you. Dakota, go ahead.
Good talking to you, Dave. Hopefully talk soon here. I don't hear you out here much, man. Don't be a stranger. Go ahead, Anthony.
Well, it's still raining, but it looks like it's lightening up. The sky is lightening up in color to the west. So maybe it was just a quick sprinkle we got going here. I don't know.
Well, I just came from west of where you are, and I'm heading east, and it's still raining.
Yeah, but I'm dramatically further south than you are.
Where did you say you were, 16? Or no, I was on 16. Where are you?
I am at 9 in Gratiot right now, about to turn on to 9 Mile heading east.
Oh, you're in the hood.
You've been to my house. You know I live on the outskirts of the hood.
I know. I've got to give you a hard time. I work with a couple of people from GP, and I give them the same treatment.
Yeah, there is a big weather system around Michigan. Oh, boy. I think mostly up north of Flint and stuff is going to get it.
Man, I thought I was going to get to play with my chainsaw again today, and now I don't think it's going to happen.
I do think it's supposed to clear up later, so you still have a fighting chance.
Yeah, this stuff should push out of our area. Like I said, it's like north of us, and it's like moving like a northwesterly, so I think it'll probably clear up by this afternoon.
Well, fingers crossed. My wife works all weekend, so this will be the only afternoon that I can get out and partake in any sort of shenanigans.
KEA TFM.
Go ahead,
it's a
TFM.
Party. Keep a warm front pushing in. That's what's giving us the nice 70-something. Once it goes through, it'll probably be raining on Sunday.
Dakota, you just gotta drag those kids outside with you and let them go feral, and then they'll want to go outside, and you'll be able to do whatever you want all the time with them.
See, for normal kids, that makes sense. The problem is mine are already feral, so all they do is just go walk into the ditches and the mud, pick up dead animals, things like that.
Yeah, that's what they're supposed to do, and then you hose them off when they want to come back inside. It's totally fine.
When the big kids are napping, when the big kids are outside and the little dude's napping, 100%, but the little dude, he's still too little, unfortunately. But I'm going to run to the gas station to buy some ice for this cooler, so I'll be back.
Go ahead, baby.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I'm driving up north, so it looks like I'm driving into all the weather. It's like on and off here on 75, so we'll see. Supposed to be nicer up north, though.
Hopefully you get a nice weekend.
Yeah, that's where all the rain is right now. It's on the western side and it's crossing, so, but it should clear out. By the time you get up there and settled in, it looks like it might clear up.
Yeah, hoping for a clear day tomorrow. Me and the boys are going to go chase turkeys, see if we can get some. And probably Sunday morning, and we'll come home Sunday afternoon, something like that.
Are there typically a lot of turkeys around your place?
Yeah, there's not exactly around the cabin, but, you know, within 20 minutes drive. But, yeah, there's turkey everywhere up there. Fairly easy to come by. With it being Easter weekend, I don't expect the birds to be pressured by hunters or anything. I think it'll be a low turnout here this weekend. Hopefully that's the case.
I can honestly say I've hit more turkeys with my truck than I have here.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they're prevalent everywhere. There was a turkey in the median at 14 and Stevenson the other day. So, I think they're everywhere.
Yeah, by my office in Livonia, where I work, they got all kinds of them running around the parking lot all the time. Usually, like, traveling two or three at a time. right in the middle of all these commercial buildings. But I think I've gotten birds up there the last 3 years, so they're definitely up there. And we kind of got everything figured out, so hopefully we'll get on one quick. We've got the boys will be doing most of the hunting here this year, so I'm gonna try to get them into some birds.
All right, guys, I'm going to clear back at the office, so I'll catch y'all later. But I'll talk to y'all. Happy Easter, and
good afternoon. 1,200 hours. Rain. 67
degrees. Catch you later, Adrian. KFA. I'm sorry, Dakota. Yeah, just sprinkling over here, so looking to the outside in it.
Yeah, I'm hoping tonight we get some bonfire weather. Things are a little bit clear for that. It looks like it. It's like sun and rain in the forecast, so hopefully everything's isolated. We'll see. At least it's a little bit warm out, so that's good. Yeah, I didn't bring any POTA gear with me. I figure I'm going to concentrate on the turkey, and that's it. So I'm going to set that for the goal for this weekend. AEA TFM.
The bonfire sounds fantastic. Now that you said that, you got me thinking I might have a fire in the backyard this evening. KERUH.
Yeah, I've got the hopefully get the bonfire, and then I got a bag of cigars with me, so we'll see. Hopefully it works out.
What general area is the cabin? Where are you going, approximately?
We're basically west of Mayo. Basically driving to Mayo, and then we're on Miller Road or North Down River Road, depending where you're at. We're about like 15 minutes outside of Mayo, so yeah, it's a good area. Not too bad of a drive. And we have the cabin.
Do any trout fishing in that stretch of river over there by Mayo?
Not as much as I'd like to. I fly fish. I did it quite a bit, but then once the kids came along, I kind of put it to the side, and I haven't made a lot of time to go out there because it's, we're usually tied up with other stuff. But we occasionally go out there and fly fish, and I've never caught anything but small rainbow trout here and there. But my oldest son, both of them actually tried the fly rod, and they can cast it, and so we did it a little bit last year. We'll probably do a lot more this year of fly fishing.
That's awesome. I love fly fishing. I don't get up there enough. Get up a few times a year and fish up there, but we've been steelheading locally, and it's been already been a good year. A lot of years I don't get a lot of fishing in. I think this year I'm going to try to get a lot in, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, I love it up in that area.
Yeah, really the real reason I don't fly fish for now is because I bought the boat, so I generally now I spend less time up north and more time on Lake St. Clair fishing, so yeah, it's just tough to be in the two spots at once. So that definitely puts a damper on the up north fishing for sure.
Yeah, I would imagine having a boat down here locally would make it less enticing to go up and go fishing.
Yeah, and if we do go up there fishing, it's generally with our, we do a lot of kayak fishing, so.
I started losing you there, Davian. I don't know if you can still hear me, but I am pulling up at the house, so I will catch up with you soon. I'll be back on the road in a little bit. I'll call out if you guys are still out there. We'll chat again, but this is K-E-A-R-U-H. I'll be clear on your final. Have a great day and a safe trip. Good luck, turkey hunting. All right, sounds good. Yeah, I'm at the end of my road here by water for just a few years, so...
Special weather statement.
Blood pressure coming down in a normal zone.
Oh.
So I've got the programming cable, the three pucks, and a PC that I wanna put this stuff on, that I know is modern and networkable and all that good stuff. So it all works out, and then that way all the stuff will be there at the shop. Won't have to count on anybody's personal private computer for this software.
All right. Are you all going out to get lunch?
Well, Paul stormed off. He was upset, and he didn't throw a dish at me, but he did storm off. But Wally and I are going to get some fish.
Well, I got my fish sandwich right next to me, and I'm headed back to the house right now. It's downpouring.
Yeah, he's trying to point out that connector gender thing to me, and I was not getting it. And then after I doubled down on, no, it's got this one. You know, he just went, threw the connector bench and threw his hands up and said, I'm out of here. So, because I failed to recognize he was trying to steer me straight on that connector.
Have you checked your sugar lately?
Oh, I wasn't being mean or dickish or anything. I was just kind of going, no, I need this one. You know, I was disagreeing emphatically. You know, it's like, no, I got the right connector, so I was just doubling down. You know, it's just, I wasn't getting it that I had the wrong gender.
I don't think you can misgender anybody anymore. You know, that's a hate crime. Although, I heard the UK Supreme Court finally ruled what a woman was.
Did they now? Did they manage to do it without using the word woman?
Yeah. So they basically said what we've known for centuries, so.
Well, let's not forget, there's the, there's sex and there's gender. They are two different things, but I maintain one matters for things legal and regulatory, and one does not. One is more of a social construct, so they should be treated as such. That's why I don't believe marriage should be codified by state law. I think that's ridiculous. If people want to define it as a very specific thing, like one man, one woman, or
you know, or something like that. Well, then get it out of, you know, then marriage is not something for legal system. Legal system should when you go to the court, or for the purpose of legality, it should be a contract, you know, and what do they call that? I used to know the name, but you know, not a marriage. A marriage, if you want to go get married, you know, in the Catholic Church too, that's fine, and we'll recognize that as a civil union, but really the important thing is the civil union.
Yes. You're betting your life and all your possessions that you're going to, half your worldly possessions that, you know, oh, I get that. Love is, to me, love is love. If two men or two women or three men or five women want to be as unhappy as the rest of us, quote unquote, straight folk, have at it.
Yep. Yeah, the only thing that should be legal is all my point is that, the only thing that should be legally recognized is a civil union. And, you know, and they can say, there are many ways you can do that. You know, a Jewish marriage ceremony, a Christian marriage ceremony, you know, an Islamic marriage ceremony. You know, yeah, we don't care how you do it, but ultimately what's on file with the clerk is a civil union that has legal, you know, gravitas. And, you know, then everybody can define marriage the way their specific sect wants. Good for you.
Exactly. All right, I'm back into the driveway, and I see lightning to my west. Woohoo! I'm gonna run in really quick. And go eat my food. W8FSX.
Okie dokie. Yeah, we're not far. We're gonna go down to one of our favorite little watering holes and get some fish and pretty much do the same ourselves. And then sometime later today I'll get that thing fired up and all that, and if we want to putz around with the pucks and get them ready to go. And then right now I'm hangry and agitated and done with it for now, but who knows what tomorrow will bring. But it's going to be after. I'll get up and I'll do breakfast with the boys, and then whether I feel like coming up here to monkey around with anything remains to be seen. I just don't think I want to pull Poe down here. All right, I'm gabbing while you're sitting in the driveway. Sorry about that. Go ahead. W8FU.
No, I'm fine. I think I'm going to go upstairs and put my feet up for the rest of the day, so I can tell you, hey, message me online. I won't be here near the bridge. So. All right.
I heard a little bit of a call in there after Fred cleared, not the whole call, so I can't make a guess, but why do that? Who was it?
Oh, it was just me.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought I heard AV. That's all I heard. Couldn't hear the rest, so I assumed. Phil would be much more articulate and loud.
Are you saying not articulate and loud?
Yeah, it is kind of what I'm saying.
Maybe I like to be quiet.
But that's okay, Lance. We know and accept it.
It's getting dark up here.
Yeah, so I heard. Down here, it looks like there's a little precipitation on the concrete, but nothing really, doesn't look like my car had a drop on it. So, very, very little down here. Must be up your way, at least for now.
Yeah, there's a big system coming through. Bulk of it's not coming, but we're getting a nice good hit.
North of
UFM,
then it's really north of us. So, all right, I got to make a phone call here, and then I will be at our destination. Be safe, and we'll catch you in a little bit. W8FU.
Hey, I'm gonna feed my face here. Hey, be
I heard you in the Davian. Yeah.
Yeah, all the rain is in Mount Morris. It is torrential downpour here on 75. It's really bad, actually. So, yeah, it started here. I'm driving through the belly of it right now. Yeah, last I looked at the weather map, it was this big blob over the northern Michigan. It's like yellow in the center, and it almost looks like kind of like a crater. You know, green on the outside, yellow on the inside. But it was moving across the upper lower peninsula, so it should clear out. We're not getting it down here. We're at like that green area, like a, you know, imagine a circle around the northern Michigan, and it's pushing it out as that warm front, which is up from Indiana. Yeah, it looks like by the time I get to Mayo, it'll be, we'll be definitely be through it, so that's good. Yeah, this is that early rain we need, so that's good. It'll be better tomorrow, and just driving today, so we'll let Mother Nature get it all out of her system right now. I think she is. Yep, yeah, we're at that time of the year where the there's like a tug of war with north and south. North and south, even west. Out of curiosity, just like the last couple weeks, like when we had all that cold weather, it was just dipping all the way down to Texas and then back up.
Special weather statement.
BOT.
The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Rain. 67 degrees.
What was that call? I missed it. K-8-R-U-H, Anthony.
Kilo Delta 8 Delta Alpha X-ray, K-8-D-A-X, mobile. We're just heading by, I don't know, we're over here in East Lansing. I don't know what we're passing. Left my work in Okemos and heading up to Trader Joe's on Grand River. What are you up to this fine day?
Oh, not much. Just hanging out in the garage, cleaning some stuff up. Just enjoying this nice day.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. Whereabouts is that at then? So you're at your QTH? We stopped in the middle of a crosswalk.
I am. I'm in Grosse Pointe Woods on the east side of the state.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm on a repeater. I think it's in Dansville, so I'm guessing it's maybe connected to another repeater over there by you then on the east side, unless you're getting all the way to Dansville that well. But I believe this one that I'm on, KD and IFI, is in Dansville, but I know it does connect it to other repeaters or systems frequently. But yeah, the weather is beautiful. Carter says it's 72 outside.
Yeah, I'm on the repeater in Warren, part of the FBI network, and it's also tied into the Central Michigan network. You must be on one of their repeaters as part of the Central Michigan. So it's always cool to hear people that are on these connected repeaters and this far apart using VHF and VHF, so that's pretty awesome.
Yep, I was figuring if you're that far away, I was guessing you, it says no turn on red. There's a sign up there. So yeah, so I was figuring must be interconnected with some other repeaters, so. Yep, but yeah, the linked repeaters are always cool. The technology's cool. Sometimes they're linked with RF backhaul, sometimes they're linked with internet connections, and, you know, just whatever. It's just cool, and there's a bunch of them all linked together. But, yeah, it's working good, sounding good, you're getting good and good over here to East Lansing, anyway, so, but yeah, I think we're about to pull into Trader Joe's here, so I'll go ahead and cut you loose. I appreciate you coming back, and enjoy the beautiful weather and the garage project. Hopefully that all goes well for you. 73s, KDA-DAX, Kilo Delta 8, Delta Alpha X-ray. Zach from Rainbow Lake, we'll be clear on yours.
Great talking to you, Zach. Again, this is Anthony, K-E-8-R-U-H, and it was good talking to you also. I will catch up with you soon, hopefully. Enjoy the day, and enjoy, I think you said you're going to Trader Joe's. We'll catch up with you soon, 73.
We're actually pulling into Hobby Lobby now, and then we're going to Trader Joe's, I guess. We've got a Hobby Lobby addition. The wife has some crafty project, so we're going to Hobby Lobby, then Trader Joe's, and then I'm going to go get a repeater on the way home. So, yep, 73s. Have a good one. KDADX, we'll be clear.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Partly sunny. 60 degrees.
W8FSM from W8FU.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 69 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 74 degrees.
NACDF.
I didn't hear if you're coming on the node or on the repeater.
I'm RF. How is the new toy?
Talking on it right now. How does it sound?
You sound a little snowy, but I imagine you're walking around with a rubber duck inside.
Hold on, I'm trying to switch to
hear that. I wasn't hearing any snow. Let me hear Dave.
KFA.
Oh, yep, I missed it. Yep, a little bit. Not bad, just solid. But I missed it. Is that the new one, Dakota? I'll let Dave disclose what he's working with. I'm actually asking about what radio you're on. Oh, I'm going to 75. Tracking, I don't know. UPS said it's scheduled for delivery tomorrow, but it has not updated. It just says we have your package in Nevada, so I don't think I'm getting that anytime soon.
All right, let's try this. I'm shooting local RF now. I didn't know if you were on the repeater on the node, and this thing wasn't obvious.
Auto, you're loud now.
Yeah, I'm talking on the same radio that Dakota has, Sean.
Oh, you have a D-75?
On this thing. Yeah, no, I don't know why I pulled the trigger. I just, like, you know what? It's like I don't have any Kenwood equipment. I think that was the reason why.
That's a big pull, man. But, Shoei, I'm not real fond of the audio. It's got a kind of a character about it I could get used to, but it's not what I'm used to hearing out of you. It's lacking a little presence or something in the upper register. I can't quite put my finger on it. It's not bad. It's not, I can't say it's low or maybe lacks some high end or something, but it's more kind of like maybe communications grade, but it's not the best I've ever heard you.
Yeah, I gotta play with the, there's a lot of settings for the transmit audio, so I think, like, I can adjust the bass and the treble and all that stuff and see what it sounds like. I gotta go get my phone at some point and, monitor my stuff. I know how I should sound, so I'll get the phone out, a little bit later and, adjust things.
Hey, there's a double there. Yeah, I don't know how I described it. Just a little murky or something, lacking a little detail in the upper registers or something. Just, you know, it's fine. It's clear. It's nice volume, nice amplitude and, you know, all that. But just lacks a little clarity in the upper registers. So what were you saying, Dakota? You guys were doubling. I just said, and then number 122, it takes you to the gain setting. I was just curious where you're at, because you sound hot to me, but I'm listening on a speaker mic.
It might be on your end. I don't think he's hot. I mean, I'd want to listen to it a little bit more, but I don't feel he's hot.
Oh, you know what? I'm on UMP, that's why. Hold on.
You said menu 122. I don't know what that. I pressed that and it was like SSB receive.
Okay, maybe I don't remember the number off the top of my head. Hold on. Menu 112. My bad.
Yeah, it said on medium. What should it be?
Put it on low for giggles.
All right, this is low. Low sensitive, mic sensitivity.
Sean, you notice any difference?
Well, I'm going to say I didn't notice, but I wasn't critiquing, in a critiquing mode, so I wouldn't put a lot of faith in what I, in my evaluation.
Well, just for fun, I put it on high. Is it worse or better or same or no different?
The sensitivity of how much noise it needs to pick up, I don't know, because when I messed with that, Sean said I had a bunch of background noise. There is a whole bunch of different frequency tuning, though, which I imagine you will find and tinker with and get that thing dialed in.
Yep. Like I said, if I get my phone out, it almost is like pure all-star audio, basically whatever comes in to the node and then, you know, to my ears, that'll probably work really good. I put it on high, but I've got a lot of car noise in the background. I don't know if you hear that.
Yeah, at this point, I'd say you're probably too hot, you know, not hot, but overly sensitive. I wouldn't run it there. I liked where you were. I think you were fine. I mean, go to, you know, is it got, I don't know what the settings are. Is it high, medium, low? Go back to the lowest one now, just to give it the extreme.
All right, this is on low sensitivity testing. 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, low sensitivity.
Yeah, honestly, you get away with all three, but on high sensitivity, you're picking up background noise that's unnecessary. You know, you've got plenty of audio here, so you could leave it here if you wanted. But that's sensitivity, so, you know, that's just how much, that should be how much you're picking up. You know, just, it shouldn't change your deviation. So you shouldn't be overly hot. It should be a matter of how much crap you're picking up. But you could run it there just fine. And then monkey with that equalization stuff you said, just to try to make it a little brighter. I think you'll be golden.
So is there a variation unit to unit, or is it the EQ, they have a general tune on it for the masses, or how does that work?
Well, I looked at the settings briefly. I'm not touching them. It's all flat right now. But I can adjust like the 3.2 kilohertz range, you know, the mid range, the low range. I can adjust all those by plus and minus.
Yeah, when you get a chance, just bump the 3.2K up just a little bit. I'd like to see how that does.
All right, I bumped it up plus 2. It can go up to zero, between 0 and 3, so this is plus 2.
Yeah, I think that's a lot closer to you. That's kind of what I'm used to hearing.
Yeah, then of course you put an external mic on and it all changes again. So but I wonder if it's because you're hearing me on a real radio instead of like a Bofang microphone. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's fine. We are, you know, we're being, you know.
Good afternoon.
You're fine. In a couple of
cloudy.
Hours, you wouldn't even hear it.
75 degrees.
You know, just more than anything, it just sounds a little different than I'm used to hearing. And yeah, it could be very well that you're on a node, you know, generally, you know, as opposed to coming in through off the air, you know, through a repeater. So that could have something to do with it as well. So, but no problem. Right now, you're golden. You can lock it down and be happy.
Yeah, I will say it's a lot lighter than I expected it to be. I was expecting it to be a little bit heavier radio, but it's not bad. Lighter than a lot of the Bofangs as well. But it's only an 1800 battery, so, you know, you're probably going to have to carry more than one, you know, the battery, and then you're going to probably have to carry a spare or two.
So, how's the audio on this bad rascal? Hello, check one. Check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It's got some raspiness to it.
So
Rasputin. Rasputin, the Butin. Let down your rubber duck. Hello, check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is your favorite radio. FT5M.
Well, you could probably bump the mic gain down a little bit. What is it set to right now?
Oh, no clue. I just grabbed the charger and figured I'd try it for a change. I haven't been on it in, God, months. So, but I'm going to turn it off now and put it back in the charger where it belongs.
I don't get why Sean sounds totally fine on an FT5, and then when you and I get on it, we sound like we have a close-in on our nose.
Yeah, it's just, it's probably the tone of our voice. And, but I can barely hear fringes of it, of like the bright, like what we sounded like on the, but his voice doesn't get murdered like ours does. I don't know why. That's why everybody, all these other folks that love their FT5s, they're like, yeah, my voice is no problem on it.
Okay, here's another one. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What do you think of this one?
Is that your $8,000 Motorola?
No, it's the ID51. It's the Icom D-Star handheld.
That's funny you still have it. Yeah, it sounds all right. It's got more of a lower tone. It's bringing the lower tones of your voice. It's not bad. But that's what I noticed out of it compared to the other one.
Okay, one last radio to try here. Everybody's favorite, the Champ. Down for the count. Hello, check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's the Anytone 878.
I think you sound good on anything. I think you just have that radio voice, that no matter what radio you pick up, it sounds fine.
Well, I was once told I have a face made for radio, so.
So how does this radio compare to the Kenwood? I'll tell you what radio it is in a moment, but how does this sound?
Pretty similar to me. Pretty similar. I'm thinking maybe, if anything, maybe similar before I had you bump up that 3200.
Yeah, this is a $20 bull thing.
About not being used to Dave on RF.
Oops, I doubled. I said this is a $20 bull thing.
Oh, man, that's right. We got to get Mr. Bofang in there. Mr. Bofang. Hello, check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Of course, I'm listening on the wrong radio. Try again.
Yeah, I had to do the same. This is, which one is this? Hold on. This is actually a Redivis. I don't know. Whatever those Redivises are, we bought RT30 or something. Not the 3S's that you guys are into. These were the 2-for-30 or something. Analog only Redivis's. I use these a lot with the as a microphone for the node.
Yep, the RT85. I think that's the one that you hooked up to your monitor to see that they were clean, and you liked it because of that.
There you go. Well, you know, the real way to do this is to do it on Simplex. Make sure that you got full quieting so you're not taking any of that in account. And, you know, and then go through them and all. Because, you know, the repeaters can be coloring things for sure. I mean, everything I've heard from either one of you is fine. You know, it's like we are definitely nitpicking here. Just to be clear. And I figured I'd get in on the game since I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... brands of radios sitting immediately to my right. They got more handhelds than that here, but five distinct brands. So I got big three. No, I don't have a Kenwood.
I do not have a Kenwood handheld, so can't help you there.
I'll put it on your bucket list if you find a really good deal. I was riding my bike.
Who cares?
Down the street. I got some pictures. I gotta post at some point. But they're doing some interesting things at the end of the subdivision. But anyways, I drove up by this one house. They've got two Teslas in the driveway. They got one on the charger and one not on the charger. I'm wondering if they're like what we do with our radios. It's like, well, when one Tesla's out of battery, drive the other one.
W-A-E-A? Sorry.
Good afternoon, Eric.
Hello, Eric.
No.
There you go.
Why'd you put us on hold
for a minute there?
Hello, everyone.
Was that Dakota in there checking out HT? This is KG4ZYQ.
I'm in here, but it is KF8S checking out his new HD.
The reason I ask is I can record you through your email, QS, or QRZ, a recording of how it sounded, if you want to hear it.
I appreciate it, but I know how this radio sounds. I'll leave that up to Dave. I don't know if he records stuff too or not, but yeah, I've had this radio for a bit, so I think I got it where I want it.
Oh, it sounded pretty good, very readable.
It, yeah, I've got.
I'll leave it
that.
I've been the weekend. Good Easter weekend. KE4ZYQ there.
I want to get the audio cleared up before the repeater, so I'm gonna just do those experiments first, and then I'll deal with the repeater. But yeah, no, don't worry about it. I have ways to record it and things like that. I could use the other radio and things like that.
And of course, don't forget everything we say here is recorded. So I could always just—you could say, "Hey, could you pull the stream from around 3 o'clock?"
Someone is always listening.
It's good to get
offer,
yeah, three different receive sites, base stations or whatever, able to check out the sound. That's what I found. But good to hear you guys out there again. Have a good weekend. I'll just say 7-3 from KE4ZYQ.
All right, have a good weekend, Joe. And I heard you, Dakota, have a good weekend. I'm sure we'll talk at some point. And all that good stuff. So, yeah, like I said, I'll tweak this thing offline. It just barely got out of the package, so it's got a lot of settings. All right, I'm gonna clear out just to get dinner situated, but I'll be listening. KF8S.
N8KBP. W8EAP. KF8S, W8EAP.
WFSM.
Go ahead.
Sean. WFUWFSM.
KF8. DRC.
WADAB.
KFAW.
W8FU. That was real noisy, but I think, I'm not sure, but I think I might have caught KF8S in the noise.
Yep, I bumped it to high power at 24 and Romeo 20.
Roger, I can hear you now. Noise, but I can hear you now. I assume you're on 2-6, or which one are you on?
Yeah, I'm on Warren just because I don't have the other one in my CMG scan thing.
All right, well, you sounded quite good on that last one, but who knows. Anywho, just out and about, I'm going to go run some equipment out to the Mount Clemens site, and go by the shop and hook up some equipment at the shop, and that'll probably be it for me for the weekend. I looked at my agenda for tomorrow. I've got something. I have an obligation. So I won't have any time to monkey with anything tomorrow, and Sunday's Easter, so I figure I'll get a little bit done tonight and call it a day.
Yeah, I'm not going to do anything the rest of the weekend, hopefully. Looking at all the land that they're clearing where they could put houses, all these farms that are being basically built, but probably the families don't want to run the farm anymore.
Yeah, it's good, good meaningful work. Nobody wants to do it. A lot of hard work and pay all that well, and then when you consider how much you can sell off the property for, you never have to work again.
This is true. I thought Eric was going to be out here, but he was on the radio after his work, but maybe he was probably already home.
So who all made Culver's yesterday? I heard you and Don and Jack. And maybe Eric. I wasn't sure if Eric was making it or not.
Yeah, it was Eric's idea. Well, Eric was going to do a bunch of errands, basically, and I go, why don't we just invite everybody to Culver's and you can just go one place. So John was there, Jack was there, Captain Don made it out, I was there, Eric was there, yeah. So, not a big, Gary was there too. Yeah, Gary showed up, so we'll have to do it again, because it seems to be like a good location for the Northerners.
That was sufficient heads up. I'd do that. It's not a big deal. I don't mind driving. But a regular restaurant's not a bad idea either. We can actually get a big table, sit down for a while. So either way. But Culver's got good chow. I like that. We went to that Steakhouse 21 or 22 or whatever the hell it was that one time. That wasn't bad. But that's a little highfalutin.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking maybe we'd go to that. There's that big cow outside of the... Or is it a bull? I don't know. There's a place by Dakota. There's a big cow. We should go out. We should go make a trip out there one time too. But I don't know. It was just random, right time at the right place. We had to exchange some stuff. John had printed out some 3D printed some stuff for the ATS-25, which is that little shortwave listener. And I think Eric needed to return some radios to Jack, so it all worked out.
Oh yeah, no, that's the best way to do it, over a burger or something. Yep, heck yeah. So, next time I'll pay attention. I've been really trying to, when I do have free time, I've been on radio, I've been trying to want to get this darn Mount Clemens off my list. Just, you know, one more thing that's been out there kind of smoldering for a while. Get these receivers up for it. I'm seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, so I really want to get these. I really want to put as much time as I can in on this and just get it off the plate.
Yep, and hopefully set it and forget it. All that stuff. I've got some weird interference by my house. If you're talking about the 2-7 or 7-2, I got some weird interference where it just kind of like has like a wavering like noise, and I just think it's localized because nobody else was recording it.
Well, I believe we're transmitting 100 hertz. You could always just lock your receiver in 100, and then you wouldn't have to, you know, you wouldn't have to be annoyed by it.
Yeah, it's actually when the repeater is transmitting, so it's not like, not there unless the repeater's transmitting.
There you go. Then you're safe. You don't have to listen to it.
Alrighty, I'm at home, and the antenna is being blocked by the house, so I'm probably not making it in very well. So we'll chat with you later. Good luck on your project.
Actually, you've been really good the last few, including that last one. But all right, you're home. Catch you later. KF8S, WFU.
All right, I'm awake and downstairs, cleaning up my desk. Opened up the windows.
82 degrees, according to the Fahrenheit meter, 82 degrees. So, windows open is the order of business.
I just got my big UAS all packed up. And I'm going to put my little guy away after I got him all charged and ready, and everything's firmware updated through the season. So, and of course, I just take it off the chair, and Kilo just jumped up and said, I'm going to sit up here with you. Okay, big guy.
I'm making these little quick sight runs into something else, like yesterday. To run out on a work-related one, but I have to run out because it was a quarter mile from my wife's favorite Mexican restaurant. And today, I said I'm going to run back, pop this GPS in because it's about a half mile from Jimmy D's, home of the legendary corned beef. I'm going to get her one of those. She hasn't had one in a while, and she's pining for it, so okay.
It's still Good Friday.
It's her eternal damnation, not mine.
She just needs to ask forgiveness when she goes. Isn't that the whole point?
But can you knowingly do it, knowing that all you have to do is say I'm sorry? You know? If you do it, then you're sorry. But if you know you're going to be, you know, you're doing it knowing that you can just do that. Is that really okay?
Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees.
I mean, one side of me says yes. But then the other side says,
if you know me. Well, I'm going with the side of me that says if there is a all-knowing, omniscient, all-powerful deity, he really doesn't give a rat's duty. And I don't want to assume his gender, but it really doesn't care whether I eat meat on Friday or not.
Yeah, because if you haven't done it, they're a whole Lent. What's the point? Although I've gone this whole Lent, so I'm feeling pretty good. I've gone this far. What's another day? So, Michelle's going to make me salmon, she said, when she gets home. She's got it all ready. So, I had my fish sandwich from Halo for lunch and with some tater tots. And She's got a salmon marinated fillet thing she's going to make when she gets home, she says, because she's only out at 8.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you gotta go with it. I have a pecan crusted walleye. Got it at Roseanne's with some boiled potatoes, and I ate about half of it. It was huge. So I got the other half of that. And I'll probably just, I thought the pecan crust was just a bit much. So I may scrape a little bit of that off and throw that thing in the air fryer and get it heated back up. And that may be my my dinner. But I'll get her corned beef sandwich. See, it's not real beef. It's corned beef.
Oh, yeah, the corning makes it not regular beef. I get it. Yeah, yeah. Was it like a sweet glaze with the pecans, or what did I have that had pecans on it last? And it was really, oh, when I went to Waffle House Saturday after I dropped Mom and Dad off at Metro, we went down to Waffle House. I had a pecan waffle from the Waffle House, Sean. It shot my sugar to 280, but oh my God.
Oh, yeah, I can remember those. I've had them a couple of times. Not a lot, but very good. But that's a whole different... No, this pecan crusted was a whole different kind of a thing. I don't know. It was kind of like, you know, I don't know how to describe it, really. It was like a breading, you know, that, you know, like on a fried fish. It was a little denser. And there was a bit much of it. Wally and I both agreed. We both had it, and the breading was, you know, pecan crust or whatever they call it. It was just a little bit much. I didn't detect a whole lot of flavor from it. Nothing really stood out at me, I suppose. But I'll have more tonight. I'll finish it up. Maybe I'll be in a better headspace to taste the nuance. Ah, well. Why is the traffic moving so slowly here? I think I'll go to the site first. Get that one in. Then I'll go to the shop. I got more work to do there. Yeah, that's what I'll need.
Oh, there you go. I'm gonna clean my desk up. Pack things away, clean this all up in here. I need to update N1MM, get all my stuff set up, the Flex ready for QSO party. So that's fiber's running, so I can run the Flex. So damn it, I'm gonna QSO party myself tomorrow.
I know we had a big storm, a big event recently. Has it been about the proper time for the band to, you know, get the benefit?
Honestly, don't know, because I hadn't been on HF for weeks. And then Tuesday, when the fiber came back, I went and did a bit of FT8 that night just to make sure my antenna looks like it's up, you know, I can physically see antennas, and they look okay on camera. My uncle said they looked okay, but I wanted to make sure, you know, they all loaded, and they did.
You're talking about the antennas up in Allenton?
Yeah, what's hooked up to the Flex, so. But other than that, I mean, my FT8 seemed to work fine on all the bands I used it that night and then the day following, so. But as far as anything else, I don't know where we're at sunspot cycle-wise. I suppose I should fire up my handy clock and assign it to one of the quarters of a screen here. Oh, it's already running. I should just flip it. And then I'll have my handy clock up for this.
So I guess the big mystery is going to be, I wonder if we can get a lock. I can put it in the windowsill on a northern exposure. wonder if we'll be able to get a lock.
I'm more wondering about if that glass is cheated, if it's going to let RF go through, though.
Well, I guess we'll find out. But you hear DJ's out of commission. His T1's gone. The device went belly up.
Yeah, we're waiting for a replacement, Harris. There's one coming from somewhere else, so we're just waiting for it. I knew it was down. I didn't want to message him on vacation, and he messaged me, so.
Yeah, we tried to boot it, reboot it, but it's DOA, down for the count. So, well. So does that take the receiver, the B-25 receiver and the 900 machine, does that take them out of the game? I think they're traveling over that, are they not?
That takes down the remote receive site for VHF and the 900. I mean, it's still local, but it's off the network.
Yeah, the reason I wondered is because Wally lives up in New Baltimore, and he's still able to work the VHF machine. And but then again, he might be going straight out over the bay, you know, straight across the lake. So that may explain it. But I was surprised if the receiver's offline. It would certainly, you know, I won't be able to work it from the shop. There's no way. So.
I don't know. The darn thing here is pretty good, too.
So did every Boston market close, or just this area?
I didn't even know that was a thing still. It's a thing?
Get some SWR or some sort of line. Yeah, there was one at 16 in Gratiot. Another one. There are a few, anyhow, and they all closed down within the last year or so. And I'm right here right now, and I was looking at where it used to be here at 16 Gratiot. I was just kind of wondering if they're all gone everywhere. If the whole chain is just adios.
Well, the map of Google says 16 and, or excuse me, on Livernois and 7 Mile.
The Boston market at 7 and Livernois in the garment district?
Yeah, let me look at what their website says. The corporate website says the closest one to me is in Cleveland, but yeah.
Alright, so they pulled out of Michigan.
I wondered if it was still a thing, because I don't remember the last I seen one, but I never really went to them. They did when I was a kid, though. I remember that there was one down there at 59 in Elizabeth Lake Road, I think, and that's the one we would grab.
There are a couple of things they had there I liked. They had a meatloaf dinner that I liked when I felt like that, into, like, you know, all the rigmarole of a regular restaurant. They were quasi-fit. All right, I'm pulling up here. I got to find a spot, get inside, run up, so probably within about 10 minutes. Tidy up the cords, keep If you call me here, I could be behind the equipment or something, so give me a sec. WNFU.
I literally just got time now synchronized to GPS. Warning, GPS time elapsed. So let's see here. Are we starting to lock? Unlock? I'll watch for it. WNFSA.
You let me know when it's when I'm good to go, when there's no physical touch needed.
Oh, you're good. I've got the server switched to run Timing Master and rebooted the server and then set the RTCM to PPS Master and it says it's connected.
Oh, I'm getting nipply.
I mean, it says it's got the actual RTCM has proper time now. So, I was going to let it set for a little bit until you were done, and then I'm going to put it into NEMA display mode and see how much, how many satellites it's seeing.
All right, well, I'm heading down. So, next stop going to be at the shop where I'll get, I'll try to get both the satellites online.
All right. It's getting darker outside. I think I'm hearing thunder, too. I'm scared.
Oh, right.
Doo-up, doop-a-doop-a-doop.
598, you calling WSGH-922?
Figure on GMRS and off-cam radio.
The scourge that is Bofang.
The radio, I can put a frequency in it. Woohoo!
Apologize for that. Apologize for that.
You don't key up.
Don't double down. Just go away. Or if you've got a cam call sign, you can sign with that, and then it'll be perfectly fine. But if you don't have one, do not even respond.
Sorry about that, Sean. I was talking to GMRS. WDAKLL.
Well, then you're fine. So I can say this is WRUU850 all day long. Doesn't matter as long as 10 minutes I say it's W8FU. So you're good. You should have just said, oops, wrong call, and you gave your ham one. You're golden.
I apologize. I got two radios here, Sean, and I picked up the wrong mic. Rookie mistake. WDAKLL. I'll be clear and crawling in a hole.
Turn the audio down. Holy hell.
WDAKLL. Is that better?
Thank heavens.
I apologize. That was up, I think, a little bit too high to my team. WDAKLL. Is that better?
That might have been a little too far. It's better, yes, but maybe a little too far. You got something in between?
Well, that was 20 before, 45 now. How's that?
It's probably close. What do you think, Brett?
If you go a 0.1 down, you'll be fine, I think. Just when you first came in, it rattled everything. 40 times louder than anybody else.
Yeah, right now you're a little bit louder than him, but he's plenty loud. You're a little louder. I don't know where I am. I'm always being accused of being too loud. So, although I did set this thing down to minimum today, so there you have it. All right, man. I am at the shop going in. I will get on here in a few when I get a feel for what I'm doing. What all I'm going to do while I'm here. So, let's see, what is it? It's only 6:30, so we got a little time. W8FU.
All right. I opened up the window, well, the windows are open, so I got both furry things here with me. One's up in the window, the other one's sitting behind me. They're like, ooh, fresh air. Although, I think it's starting to rain. I might have to shut them now. Yep. I'm hearing rain coming down. Yep, it's starting to rain. Well, I gotta shut the windows.
can't hear you well. Here's breakfast.
K-E-A-W-U-O. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement.
Good evening. 1900 hours. 72 degrees.
KJ. All righty, man. Made some good progress.
That's a good sign.
Got the GPS operational and locked at the Mount Clemens site. The two of them in the shop are ready to go. I just got to get them aligned. They're not seeing GPS right now because they have no view in the sky. Brett says he was looking inside. He said they were seeing a few satellites. They were seeing three or four satellites even back there in that cubby.
What are you looking at, in a couple of weeks?
Well, it's going to be, I'm done for today, and tomorrow I've got obligations, and I'm not going to be able to deal with it, but, and Sunday's Easter, so this weekend shot, but, I'm thinking next week. I'm thinking I've got, I don't know, Fred tuned up the first receiver, and that included, some transmitter equalization settings that I don't have to do. So I'm guessing I've got 10, 15 minutes per receiver. I'm thinking I'll knock that out Monday unless I have one of those Mondays from hell. Then it's really just a matter of getting the two sites.
I don't think I have anything going Saturday. So, I'm right up here. I'm 10 minutes down the road. So if you need me to there, just let me know.
Yeah, like I said, Saturday's out. I've got obligations, and I've only got so much. Come on, pay attention here. I've only got so much to give. I think I'm kind of done. So Saturday's out. All right. Anyhow, I got to run on Jimmy D's here. Grab something. I'll be back in a bit. But I will keep you posted. That's for sure.
WAFU. Yeah, this weekend's the same for me. Got a soccer game in the morning in Davidson, and then a communion or whatever at my son-in-law's church. He's getting first communion, I think, over there in New Baltimore. So, yeah, this weekend is a bust probably for everybody. But next Saturday, I'm pretty sure I'm open. 73 TA, get your Jimmy D's. They got great corned beef sandwiches over there. KJL, have a good weekend.
Hey, Drew, I'm here for the beef stroganoff. Anyhow, if these aren't in Saul before next Saturday is going to be an absolute just to get ready. All right, WF.
Okay, see you, KJ.
Special weather statement.
WAFU.
You got all the goods?
I did. I got myself some onion rings. I'll eat the rest of my fish if I want more than that. The fish was pretty filling.
Look at you being a good Catholic boy.
Well, yeah, kind of. That did come into play. I haven't observed that for so long. But, I don't really really given it a lot of thought. Wally put it back on my radar. That darn Wally.
What was that Wally thinking? I tell you. Well, I'm painting my lighthouse. Making a lighthouse, and I'm painting it right now.
You have a white house? Why do you have a white house? Lighthouse. Why do you have a lighthouse?
I like lighthouses. So I have a lighthouse model. And I'm sitting here painting it. And then I'm going to print it.
I see. Okay. Well, I thought you printed it first, then you clean it. Or am I missing the point of what the point is?
Well, you see, I have multicolor printers, so I can actually paint the model and pick the filament colors here and then, you know, do multicolor printing.
Who else was in there?
K8BB.
Were your ears ringing?
No, I was just commenting on Fred's lighthouse as being a euphemism, but no bother.
Hey, by the way, I don't think I RSVP'd, but putting you on notice now.
I thought you might. I don't remember you saying so. Oh, well, that's great. I heard Fred earlier talking about Michigan QSO. I would love to be on. I participate many, many times, but I am completely booked tomorrow. I will probably not be on at all. I'm annoyed about that because I had a certain amount of influence over my schedule tomorrow, and I just screwed it up. Oh, well. Fred?
I know. I think that's what I was saying. We were talking about that, and Sean and I were, and I'm like, yeah, I can't contest like BB, man, I tell you. But then he was telling me about your thingy.
Yeah, it's going to be a first for me. That's going to be cool. So I'm just now dipping my fingers to the back. Kind of cool. Kind of fun. I did talk to Mark, by the way, Don, and he made me, I'll talk to you later tomorrow. On the bridge or something like that, but he said, oh man, I wish he would have got a hold of me, and now he's got my wheels spinning in a different direction.
We'll work on opportunity to chat tomorrow or whenever. For the most part, preparations are tomorrow. I got dinner in the oven and kind of a Friday night. I'm usually a bachelor, so I'm bachelor tonight.
Well, Michelle, well, she gets out in about 20, 30 minutes here, so she'll be home, and she said she's going to make us fish. Or me fish. I don't know what she's going to do. Oh, but she actually just texted. I feel like crap. Going to tough out my last hour. I need to run to Fenton this weekend to pick up more of Dad's. Oh, okay. Well, so the rain, I believe, has stopped finally here. I might be able to open the windows back up. So I won't have my fish for at least another hour, probably, till she gets home.
I'm eating mine now.
Well, I've got fish waiting for me at home. I got Andrea a Reuben, so from Jimmy D's. They're legendary corned beef, Italian sausage and eggs. And I still got half my pecans. Pecan walleye waiting for me. I just got some onion rings. I don't know if you were listening in here, Don, but I'm barreling home right now with the goodies, hoping they stay nice and piping hot.
Well, I had a sausage biscuit thing for breakfast and veggie pizza for lunch, and I have a chicken pot pie for dinner, so. No fish for me today. Oh, well. I guess it is Friday. Anyway, I'm going to back out. I'm going to attend to evening things here, but I'll see you tomorrow, and Fred, good luck in the MIQP. Conditions hopefully will be pretty good. Activity should be pretty good, too, so hopefully make lots of cues. Back later, KABB.
W-A-F-U.
Special weather statement.
Now you got me craving one of them corned beef sandwiches, one of those Reubens from Jimmy D. Sean, you're killing me.
They're good. Although I didn't partake this time. I thought about it, and I said, you know what, nah. Because I've got plenty of food. I like to clean up my leftovers while they're still worth eating. If there's, you know, if I don't get to it tonight or tomorrow, then I don't, like, life's too short. But I got a really nice piece of fish left there, so I said, nope.
Yeah, it's hard to find a place that does good walleye. Well, Ken's Country Kitchen, I think, does walleye. They do pretty good fish.
I tell you what, Rich Fish has got several really good restaurants.
Swordfish,
nice guys are lucky
sour cream
up that away. I like Ken's. I like that one on the corner there. Wally introduced me to that one. And then even the one Ted's down there at 19 and, you know, that's a little bit more of your traditional Coney, but they got a few things in there that are worthwhile. I don't know if they still do it, but they had a bread pudding that they were legendary for. It's so good. I can't have it now. It's so bad for me. That custard sauce, but they had a really outstanding bread pudding that people used to come and get. I don't know if he still does that or not. I haven't been in there in a bit.
Okay, Stephanie, you and Melissa heard bread pudding. Where is it from?
What was the question? Something, where was it from?
Yeah, I accidentally stepped on you when I TX. She heard bread pudding. That's one of her favorites. So she wants to know where you get it from, that it's so good. KCHKJO.
They're on Gratiot, right where 19 splits off and goes north. Right there is the Coney Ted. Yeah, he does this bread pudding, and I mean, people come there just...
All right, we're going to have to do a bread pudding night over there. Have you ever tried the Golden Greek over there by the... over there in the Clem.
Say the name again. I'm not picturing it.
It's the Golden Greek. It's around the corner of North and Grosbeck, right over there by Hackle Hilton.
Oh my God! Yes, I hate that place with a passion. I ate there on. Yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Oh, last time it was pretty good. Still, you got me stuck on bread pudding now and Reubens.
Well, my problem with the Greek is kind of, it's one of those things where, you know, first of all, it's the absolute closest restaurant to work, unless you count Emerson's, which is a little on-again, off-again dive across, right across the... Grosbeck, yeah, that's always been a staple of, you know, everybody at our place. And they had this waitress there, and she just absolutely drenched herself in perfume, and it made me nauseous. I couldn't stand it. And she was always there, so I couldn't go there. You know, I just got to the point where I'm sorry, I just can't go. It's not, you know, it'll ruin my, you know, why go? It'll ruin, I won't enjoy my son. And then, I don't know why they allowed that. I would never allow that to work in a restaurant if I owned it. But anyhow, and now I haven't seen her around. She was there for years, but I haven't seen or smelled her around the last time I went. But, you know, the damage is already done.
100% agree. There is a place off of 16 and Harper right on the southeast corner. I think it used to be maybe a Rams one or something, but they got pretty decent food there also. One place I do miss is the Dice Restaurant and the Pizza Factory.
There used to be a little place that burnt down. I forget the name of it now, but it was out in front of that Planet Fitness and right there next to, not Dewey's, what's the name of that Irish place? Right there at Cass and Grosbeck. There was a McDonald's there, now they're tearing the McDonald's down. Anyhow, there used to be a restaurant out in front of there. I used to like that one pretty well. But that one burnt and they didn't rebuild it. Now they've got a bunch of empty buildings there. I have no idea what they were thinking was going to go in there. Not like it's a hotbed of merchants there.
Ham's Place. Cass and Grosbeck in front of the old Kmart and Race Car.
I'm going to take your word for it because I've drawn a blank. I go there a lot. I've been there 100 times. And I just can't, for the life of me, think of the name and what it was or anything like that. So I'll take your word for it. So there you go. Anywho. All right. Well, I'm making the final approach here. I've got the goodies. And I'm not going to waste any time. I'm going to jump out of the car and get the vittles inside while they're hot.
All right, well, 73 to you. Enjoy the evening, enjoy your Easter, and don't forget to share your onion rings. KCK Joe.
Well, dog can't have onion, I don't think. My wife doesn't like that kind of onion. She likes onion in very certain forms and ways. So I got nobody to share them with. I'm all by myself with my onion rings. Catch you later. W8FU.
W8FSM. KCKJO. Fred, you still out there?
KCKJO, NA.
Try again. I didn't catch you.
Yeah, I'm in a hole. I'm coming out of it right now. NADDF.
You driving home, or are you home already?
No, I stopped my parents on the way home, and we did a little impromptu Easter, because my wife works this weekend, and my sister's in town, so quick dinner with them, and now I'm finally heading home.
Yeah, I got home probably, I don't know, hour or so ago, around 6:30 I got home. Was in Port Huron for the end of the day. That was fun.
At least that makes for a quick commute home, or an easy one, I should say.
Yeah, but my feet are getting tired from all this walking that I'm doing. I was up and down and all around in, Lake Huron Medical Center, at Port Huron Hospital.
What are you doing there?
The RAID backup and archive system was taking down the camera server.
A lot of on-prem hosted cameras.
Say that again. I was walking through the house, and the dogs were attacking my daughter.
I asked if you're still running into, like, a lot of the on-prem, I want to say hosted, but housed cameras.
Yeah, we do a lot of IP cameras with the server in-house. It's very rare that we have some type of cloud-based system. I have access systems that are cloud-based, but not cameras. And man, the sky is lighting up over here. KCKJO.
Where are you?
M19 in Boardman. I mean, it's just going across the sky. One second it's quiet, and all of a sudden just a bunch of it.
Could you guys come back on in at KPP? I was just curious about the storm. We're in Marine City heading home.
Yeah, we just got a really good downpour, and now it's settled down, but the sky is just heating up all over the place. Go ahead, Dakota.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch over here, too. I'm at 53 and 34, and it looks like it might be done, I hope. It looks like the sky is trying to peak out. But, yeah, I got wild there for a bit.
Yeah, we went out to dinner tonight at Marine City Fish Company, and we're just heading back, and it's just dribbling rain here a little bit, but my phone says something about significant weather advisory for New Baltimore, which is where we're heading, so I was just curious where I was going to run into it at.
I'm thinking you're going to run into it right at Marine City Highway. It looks like it's moving northeast. I'm standing on my porch, but it's slow moving. I mean, I don't see the clouds moving very much at all, but it's a lot of cloud to cloud. So I'm probably just right underneath it.
Assumption. My watch says we've got a west-south wind, mainly out of the west, at 13 miles an hour. And I'm heading north on 53, and it's black.
No, boy. Dakota, I was going to ask you a question. You said that the radio you got now, that 150, is just a temporary radio. What's your long-term radio? Which one are you waiting for?
If I ever get the thing, it's shipped 2 days ago and has not updated. So it's shipping out of DX Engineering in Nevada. They didn't have any in Ohio. But my long-term end game here is the new Kenwood that's supposed to come out this summer. I'm on the 75 right now. Huge fan, really like the thing. Checks out my boxes, and then Kenwood's basically turning this into a mobile tri-bander. So not that I really do anything on 220, but I can say I have a tri-bander.
There you go. Got to have the T-shirt. Does the new Kenwood, is that going to use the D-Star, or is that going to use DMR, or any type of digital technology?
It'll be D-Star. Why, I do not know, but that's how the 75 is, and I don't know. I don't care either way. I don't really do much with any of the digital modes. I've got an open spot if I want to mess around with that, so any radio can go anywhere, but I know that's a big pain point for a lot of people when it does D-Star and not DMR.
Okay. I was just curious which one it was. Okay, Mr. Tom, back to you. Sorry about that.
Oh, you're perfectly fine. I'm just standing on my front stoop here, and it's coming down in buckets now. And it just slowed down after I walked back in the house after getting drenched. Still dark to the west, so Dakota, you must be right underneath it. Hey, KK Joe.
Heading DDF, I believe so. I'm looking at my west, west of 53, and it, you know, looks like a normal sunset-ish twilight hour. Obviously the sun's not over there, or yes it is over there. I'm an idiot. Looks normal over there, and then to my right it's black. So yeah, I think I'm behind it now, and it's just making its way east.
Special weather statement. Good evening, 20, 100 hours. 68
degrees. Oh, yeah, we see it now. It's to the north. I put it on the radar, but it's probably orange. Oh, that's another big one. Go ahead, Wally. I'll pass it over to you, and then we'll do a rotation in the other reverse direction.
Yeah, we just saw our first lightning, but we're looking north. We're just getting ready to turn, start heading west. Really dark up there. Go ahead, Dakota.
Yeah, it looks like it's pretty much due east to the north of us, so it should be. I don't think it's going to be that long. It's going to be a lot, 53 degrees. I don't know. Not too far. Find our half hour, 45 minutes of blow out here.
Yeah, our radar says probably about the next 30 minutes. I got an advisory until 8:45, so. Wally, you'll probably hit it right as you pull in the driveway. Go ahead.
Yeah,
to the our travel path right now, kind of bright to the south of us, really, really dark to the north of us, and heading west, it doesn't look bad at all. So, I mean, it doesn't look like, I mean, we might run into some rain, but we're not going to run into anything that's, like, super dark or, you know, anything like that. Marion, she's in the passenger seat. She says it's going to town to the right of her, so north of her. Yeah, to the north I get. It looks like there's still a little bit to the west, too. I haven't checked, but I've heard different things. Is Sunday supposed to be nice or Saturday supposed to be nice? The weather girl says she doesn't think it sounded very promising for either one of them.
15% chance. But tonight, 95% chance. And then it doesn't warm up again until Monday, and then Thursday it's 74. So, nice days are ahead of us. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, I talked to him copy for a second, sorry. Yeah, I said my weather girl said the same thing you just said. The weekend was eh, and it really didn't turn nice till after the weekend. So, and I'm going to be gone Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, too. I got to fly to Syracuse, New York for work. So I got to go take a test, get one of our licenses back that we lost. So that's my whole week for next week. So the ham radio world will be out with somebody to talk about.
Sounds like you need to bring a portable HF rig.
Or a open spot. Something to get on there.
I got my ground wire. I get lonely, I can use that.
Last time I went out of town for work, I brought an HP and my clear node and had a hell of a time with the hotel Wi-Fi. Brought my own router and had a hell of a time. Radio, working in the vicinity of any workable repeaters, and I don't even know how to operate any of that.
Now, I don't anticipate on traveling anytime soon. I don't know, we might end up going back to Petoskey within a couple of weeks, but we will see.
I don't have a star in my driver's license. I might be in big trouble. I got a passport. I'm going to bring that with just in case. All the rage now. You have to have a star on your driver's license. Coda, did you get yourself a star in your driver's license yet? Card.
her interview was, where do you get your nails done? And that's all they needed to prove that she was from Michigan. Dakota, did you fix your Almont problem?
Probably not. I'm still 5 watts right next to the storm and at dry road. I'm 53 here, so I don't know if I'm making it.
Oh, you're clear as a bell now. You were kind of static for a bit. I'm kind of lucky that I'm getting in, you know, because I'm sitting right underneath it. But, yeah, Wally, when there's a boat ride in Port Huron, if you've never done it, it's just a little 2-hour stint, but it's really cool. KCKTO for ID, since I haven't done that so long.
Yeah, we were all along there, her and I. The old light ship up there that's currently got a ham radio in it that's operational. Walking that little boardwalk that they got there, things of that nature. We had a reception there. So, you know, we like Port Huron to go visit on the weekends, you know, things like that, you know, especially when the weather's like this. So we enjoy going and are just sitting there and watching all the big ships come in. We got to see, tonight, what, 800-foot freighter? That's about it. So I watch all the freighters when we're in town, you know, that marine traffic app, we use that, and then we get a chance to watch all the different freighters come in. It's really cool. And you know what's coming, you know who owns it, you know the size of it, what they're carrying and where they're going. And the app is relatively inexpensive. It's like $12 a year or something like that. NAPP, in case it's been 10 minutes. Dakota.
NATF, I got clear skies on my driveway here. Yeah, I like watching the boats over there too. I've got, believe it or not, I have all the Maritime Channel programs on this radio. And haven't been close enough water to prep them out. But I'm going to clear out of here for a bit. Be around, I won't be back on tonight, but I'll be back out here tomorrow. So good talk to you guys. Everyone stay safe. And catch you later. NATF.
93 Coda, talk to you. But yeah, Wally does. Gosh, I can't remember the name of it, but it's like the Drunk Princess or something like that. It's right over there by that one bar, right off the pier. But maybe you and Marion and me and Melissa will hook up on a weekend on a nice day and go boating on it. It's like $8 a person or something like that. Spend a day out there.
She's in. She said she'd like to do that, so we'll plan on something here in the next month or so to do it. Be fun. Plan. I think we're good on the storm. It's north of us, and now it's northeast of us. As we're heading west, we're at church and 20. So St. Clair is probably got to worry about it. I'm pretty sure that we're okay.
Oh, yeah, it's moving northwest. It's going up towards Fort Huron area. I'm watching it. It's probably over Marysville right now. If it hasn't passed over, so. Yeah, you're clear of it. I think south of me is dry. It looks pretty nice south of you there. So you're already at 26 in church. You're almost home. And, yeah, you got it. You're totally missing it. It's up this way.
Yeah, we were good little Catholics today. We had shrimp. I don't know if that counts as fasting, but we had shrimp. Coconut shrimp.
Melissa bought swordfish. So we had swordfish and a nice big baked potato and some blanched broccoli or whatever you call that, where it stays green when you cook it. It was delicious.
Yeah, Marion doesn't like to cook, but I like to cook. So if I cook, she has no problem cleaning up. And that's good because I'm kind of a messy cook. You heard her? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't worry, Marion. We're the same way. I just have said I got to clean up the pan full of fried fish and the rest of the broccoli, put that in a container, and clean up all the dishes and throw it in the dishwasher.
then I'm done for the night. And then tomorrow is a soccer game in Davidson for my son's stepdaughter. And then we got a communion over down there by you.
Tomorrow's our travel day. We're going to west side of the state and go pop out and go visit the family. So, yeah, as I call it, Marianne's mother-in-law. I said that to Sean today, and he looked at me like, what the heck are you talking about? And I explained to him, I said, did you ever watch Everybody Loves Raymond? That's my mom.
I can hear Marianne in the background just laughing. I get this picture, just put it that way. Well, that's good. That's, what, a two-hour drive from here to Paw Paw? That's not too bad. We got to stop off. There's a beef jerky outlet there in Chelsea, I think, somewhere right around there, our Dexter area. We got some good jerky and other forms of jerky.
I got a dumb look on my face, and I'm being told you don't know that one, so I have a feeling that might be in our travel plans.
Yeah, I can't think exactly where it's at, but it's right off of I-94. You'll see it looks like a little shack, and it's like a quick off and on. You'll see it, it says some type of beef jerky outlet or the jerky outlet or something like that. But I usually drop a dime over there. I just wander off, I don't know, about $50 being in the Takani, getting cheese there, and going up to Kilwin Chocolatiers and bought some chocolate up there and some fudge. Ugh. Killing me.
Oh, yeah, she's all familiar with that. The, and this will probably be near the end of my road because I'm getting ready to put the landing gear down. She knows all about that. Her parents, when she was growing up, they had a cabin up just north of the bridge. What lake was that called? St. Ignace. And she used to spend a lot of summers and weekends up there, practically almost all of them. So she's very familiar with everything going up there. But you didn't bring any of your buddies back chicken last time. So, not a very good DoorDash driver.
No, but I did bring back some cheese curds and some 16-year-old aged Pecani. The older it is, the more expensive it is. One was like $35 a pound, but I bought the other one was like $10, I think, for a half a pound or maybe $50, something like that. I get the really good sharp cheddar or the aged Pecani. And then up at the chocolate place, of course, got to get the salted caramel fudge, a jar of salted caramel for ice cream, and then some chocolate-covered pretzels. You know, I got to take care of the lady when I'm up there.
N-A-K-T-P. Yeah, I'm getting a whole bunch of I told you so. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, what are friends for? All right, you're probably coming in on the runway right now, so I'll cut you guys loose and say 73 in your final. And, yeah, when the weather stays nice on a weekend, we'll do a Saturday and go on that boat trip. It's really nice. And if there's 2 hours, it'll take you all along, right along the freighters that are docked over in Canada. And go up to the lighthouse, turn around and come back right after you get into the, how do you get to the St. Clair River into Lake Huron. So it's really nice. And they got snacks and coffee on board. C-A-C-A-K-J-O.
Later, Gator. Pull into the gate. N-A-K-P-P.
C-A-C-A-K-J-O. I'm clear.
Special weather statement.
Cold air. maybe all over the house. My phone is easing or 90 megabits down. It's like open. But I know it's working pretty well. So I don't know. I mean, it sounds like he wants more than 100 megabit transfer between certain points. The only way you're going to guarantee that is with a wire. And you can't use these little
convert to your phone line converter things. Those aren't going to go fast. This is the Networking with Gary.
Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 63 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 63 degrees.
NAWOT.
Okay.